In today's episode, we're going to dig straight into the sequence of importance. Something that a lot of dyslexics struggle with is how do you pick what's more important than something else? How do you value one thing over another? And how it can affect your daily life? Let's dig straight in. Okay, let's dig straight into this one. Now, I wanted to give a bit of context about why I picked this topic this week. And it all comes down to my parents' 65th birthdays. Now, my parents are 6 days different in age. I think it's 6 days. My mother is on the 26th of November. My dad is on the 1st of December. And it's a really, really important birthday. It's the big 6-5. Now, my brother isn't going to do a lot for them, I don't think. He'll probably do something individually. But I wanted to do something special. You know, I don't do a lot often. I'm not a big organizer naturally. A lot of dyslexics struggle with organization because of sequence of importance. But I thought I'd really step up and try and do something for both of them. Now, whenever you're doing, you know, organizing can be one of the most challenging things when it comes to sequence of importance. You've got to pick a venue. You've got to make sure everyone can do it at the same time. There's a huge amount of things that you've got to put in order. And then you've got to make some real decisions on importance. And if you've ever tried to organize 3 or 4 different parties to meet at an event which they all enjoy at the same time, it can be really hard. Whose preference should win? My mother would prefer to go somewhere like this. My father would prefer this. My uncle and auntie may have a different opinion altogether. But you're in charge of making that final and core decision. Now, if you're like me, it's very easy to make decisions for yourself. If it doesn't affect anyone else, a lot of dyslexics, we're very relaxed. We're very easygoing. We don't get too anal 9 times out of 10 about certain things. We'll let things go. There are some things that we prefer, but in the grand scheme of things, we're pretty easygoing, non-judgmental, and don't really. We probably aim towards not caring. But when it comes to doing it for other people, it can be really challenging on how do you compare things? How do you actually set the sequence of importance? And this is a challenge I'm going through at the moment for their big birthdays. So I've taken some time to really look at this because, I'm struggling with it. So I thought it might be valuable for others. Now, one of the things that stood out to me that I've learned recently around importance is how we falsely compare things. Falsely comparing apples with oranges or even apples with shoes. You know, you can, what I'm trying to say by that is it's very easy to compare two things that actually don't have any relevance, but in our heads, they actually do have relevance. And I'll go back to another slight example on this around, I used to compare, do I value money over relationships? You know, if I have a lot of money, my relationships will start to fail. I always thought that. I always thought maybe that was a personal thing. You may have a different example. But it was always, if I was really successful in business, I'd have to use all my time in that and not give any time to my personal relationships, and I'd have really poor relationships. Similarly, you could have a similar comparison of health to work. If I worked so hard, my health is going to deteriorate. And I was listening to something the other day that really stood out to me about this false comparison. It's comparing the two is actually not, it's like comparing a shoe to an orange. They're not the same thing. But it's very easy in our heads to make them the same thing or put them in the same basket of importance. And the way he explained it on this audio I was listening to was, it's like saying to yourself, is a leg or an arm more important? You know, they're both important. They both have a full level of importance, and you don't want to lose either of them. Similarly to money and relationships and health, none of them actually should be low, and you should focus on one, but you can't have the other without the other. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is, it's very important to be aware around what comparisons you're making in your life and what comparisons are putting a box around what you can achieve. Now, have a little look at your life. You may be like what I used to be, which is I'd go through a period where I'd put health as my importance. My health would go through the roof. And there were times where I'd lost 10, 15 kgs. I've gone up and down over my life. But what I'd notice is my business would suffer because I'd put less time into it. My sequence of importance was out of whack. And sometimes I'd also let relationships drop. And you might say, hey, that's just a time thing. But it really isn't. It's an importance situation. Is that I was putting all three of them on an importance measure together of I can only have one at high importance. But what I've kind of learned over the years is I can actually have all three as important things. They may happen a little bit slower, but I can put all three at different levels of importance in the same thing. And it's the same thing with my parents and this event I'm planning. When it comes down to selecting level importance, there are different factors. And it's actually instead of saying, okay, what venue should I go to? That's going to make such a big difference to everybody. What type of food do they like? Instead of doing that, and that's the old way I'd do it, is I'd start thinking about the detail of the event or I'd start getting worried about what do they think of this? What do they think of that? And instead, I took a step back and said, what do they actually value? What's important to them? So for my mother, her most important factor is spending time with us in a relaxed situation. That's what she wants. She's not really worried about the food. You know, as long as it's a nice place, that's the most important thing. For my dad, he just wants a relaxed environment. He wants to have a pint at a pub, probably. And he doesn't want it to be too stressing. He wants to just relax and enjoy it. So that's actually what they value. Where I put them, they don't care that much about. As long as it's easy to get to, they're happy with it. So taking that understanding of what's actually important to the person I'm looking for, it's making it easier for me to plan that event. So I can pick the location. As long as it's food that they don't hate, they will be fine with it. And if we can walk up the road afterwards to a pub for a pint, they will be stoked. I don't have to place all the stress on myself, which I usually do or did. I'd visualize it all going wrong. I can take a step back and say, hey, how can I plan it so we just have a great experience as a family and there's no stress, no fighting, and just have some fun. The really fun and interesting part is they're both divorced, so I've got to get them into the same restaurant together, and they're not too bad, to be honest, but it always adds another factor of fun. But it is working out what is that level of importance. The question I have for you is, where in your life do you think you're putting false comparisons in, where you're actually saying my leg is more important than my arm? Where are you comparing yourself? Maybe it's with someone else. Maybe it's an event. Maybe it's a stage in your life. I see the stage in lives. You know, you compare yourself. I'm 34, and comparing yourself with people that are married with two children. I have no children. I don't compare myself with those people because it's not who I am. So, but I used to. I'll be dead honest. I used to. So how can you take comparisons out of your life and realize you are yourself and use that to start setting a better level of importance that you can own? So the first thing I'd suggest you do, and again, I don't like to give homework or home fun or whatever you'd like to call it, but just think of three things in your life that are important to you. And start to think, how can I put those on the same platform of importance? I usually find health, relationships, and finances the easiest three to look at because you'll usually see you've made one more important than the other. So start playing around with that in your head. See how you can change that. And the first thing to do is just be aware of where comparisons are happening. Awareness leads to change. If you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure you share it. Give us a like on Facebook. And make sure you've taken the quiz at truthaboutdyslexia.com. Have a fantastic rest of your week.